Across the province of Ontario, Queen's Highway number 17 plies for some 1,100 miles through the Precambrian rock of the Canadian Shield, with its east-west course deflected where it climbs the northeast shore of Lake Superior. It appears in cartographic profile like one of those prehistoric airborne monsters which Hollywood promoted to star status in such late, late show spine tinglers of the 1950s as Blood Beast from Outer Space or Beak from the Beyond, and to which the fuselage design of the XB-15 paid the tribute of science, borrowing from art. Though its tail feathers tickled the urban outcroppings of Montreal and its beak pecks at the fertile prairie granary of Manitoba, Number 17 defines for much of its passage across Ontario the northernmost limit of agrarian settlement, and it's endowed with habitation when at all by fishing villages, mining camps, and timber towns that straddle the highway every 50 miles or so. Among these, names such as Mishapakotin and Batchewana advertise the continuing segregation of the Canadian Indian. Rossport and Jackfish proclaim the no-nonsense map-making of the early white settlers, and Marathon and Terrace Bay, gem of the North Shore, betray the post-war influx of American capital. Terrace is the Brasilia of Kimberly Clark's Kleenex Kotex Ontario operation.